Thanks for joining me on the phone today, Riley. Tell me a little bit exactly about what you're trying to accomplish for this year's CK CyberPack.
Our fundraising goals are a little unique because many other teams in the competition are sponsored by schools and they work at schools. Because we're a community-based team, our expenses are a lot greater and we don't have as much funding to cover them. The competition, on average, every year costs us between $30,000 and $35,000. Between building the robot, transportation, and hotels and food.
How do you raise the money? What are you looking to do?
Most of our money comes from sponsors. We have businesses all throughout Chatham-Kent who sponsor us. We have multiple different levels of sponsorship, ranging from like $100 to over $2,000.
And you've got this little sponsorship drive, or you've got a sponsorship matching challenge, I guess is the right terminology. Tell me about how a person or a company would get involved.
Nguyen Farms donated $1,000 and challenged other businesses in the community to match that challenge.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about what the CyberPack does, for just so a potential sponsor understands what they're getting into.
Well, the CQ CyberPack is a community organization, and we are a robotics team based entirely of high school students from all across Chatham-Kent. And every year, at the beginning of January, there's a challenge issued by the global organization FIRST. And it is our goal to design, build, and program a robot to compete in the competition based on that challenge.
Anything else you want to add heading into, the season and your sponsorship drive? How much are you trying to raise? What are you looking for?
So far, we're about 40% of the way to our goal. We'd like to raise around $35,000. The only way we can do that is if lots of companies help it.
Riley, I very much appreciate you taking the time today. Okay? Good luck.
Thank you.